You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, let's do this thing. 8:08 in the morning, you're on Wake Up Tucson. This hour brought to you by Cabco AZ Central Arizona Block, Wetmore Valencia Sierra Vista. For the best in masonry products, making all your outdoor spaces look better, stronger, and more beautiful. Remember, also, while you're taking care of the yard this weekend, while you're hiding in your houses, Pottery Fiesta quality pottery, of course, and then Cape Bonita on Tankerville. So, Ed, I did the same thing you did. Weto Canelo said they closed their restaurants for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then he'll be back, hopefully, so... So that's what's going on there. People have been calling us up with their favorite restaurants.
Excellent.
So if there's a restaurant that you'd like to give a little love to, give us a call. 790-2040 is the phone number. Let's go to Sean McCluskey, Rincon Ventures. Shawnee, what's shaking, buddy?
Hey, yeah.
Okay, your phone is really sound bad. I thought it was sound
Let's start that again.
Put you on the air.
Hi,
so
Sean.
Get closer.
How about now?
Now you sound amazing. Oof.
Okay, that's good.
So
how are we doing, brother? That's what I wanted to start out with. Perfect intro, because I'm standing here with Frank the Tank Sinatra, walking in the garage and working with the homework on the 8-year-old, so that's always fun. But
how heavy, what's the weight of Frank the Tank right there these days?
He's 175, 170.
I see, okay.
He's got a little, more, then, he's got a little more to go.
No, he's full grown. He's almost 5 years old. And then you got Scooby, who's 5 months old next week, Wednesday, and he is probably 65 pounds already. He's absolutely ginormous.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, he's going to be the biggest one yet.
So. As we like to say, Sean has a mastiff problem, as we like to say.
Great Danes.
Sorry, Great Danes. I apologize.
You always say mastiff. I think it's funny.
I think because Deb Ferns got me with all of her mastiffs in the old days. It's in my head. Tell me about the world of rentals. Because you're one of our dukes of rentalism out there.
You don't have to pay your rent anymore. Is that the deal?
That's so not true. I've been on so many national property management calls this week. I'm so sick of COVID-19 and coronavirus and Rona and whatever you want to call this stupid ass thing. But anyhow, it's right now they're expecting, like, New York and New Jersey, they're looking at something like 50% of their people cannot physically pay. It's not that they don't want to, not that they're thinking that they got free rent. It's that they physically cannot pay. Tucson, we're a lot better than that. We've got about 5% of the folks that cannot pay. And that this month, we're going to probably look at an overall number of 15% of people that don't pay their rent this month, which is not horrible. In the last 2 days, we've received a good portion of the 950 that we manage already have come in. So that's a great sign. We've also received probably about 15 or 20 phone calls of how do we get assistance and I don't have any money. I was a restaurant employee. I got laid off. We've waived our late fees till the 10th in hopes that that'll help some relief for the folks. And that's a fluid date, because if things don't come the way they're supposed to, then of course we'll adjust that because it's the right thing to do. But we have a federal number that we can give you. We have a local number, multiple local agencies that are looking to help folks. Governor Ducey put $500 million in the rent relief assistance program, so there's a state hotline as well. We're giving that information out to everybody, and we're working with them. So we're looking, like I said, about 15% of the people won't pay. 5% of that 15, though, are the people that are always typically late. And then there's 5% that think that they're better than everybody else. They don't have to pay the rent. And then there's 5% that truly need it. Now, what Ed was talking about is people don't have to pay their rent. There's a national organization that's No More Rents. And they're telling people flat out, don't pay your rent, because the eviction stay is federally mandated. However, as soon as the local courts open back up, the evictions will start and people will get thrown out. Hopefully you have a compassionate landlord or property manager that can work with you. And I know my restaurant guys. I've already reached out to them and said, hey, look, here, call these people, get some assistance, and let's see what we can get you, what help we can get
you. Yeah, if you're the renter and you're going to lead with the no more rents attitude, you know, have a nice day.
Well, those folks, and this is in all honesty, and this is just a fact, it's the truth. If you come and you lead with that, well, on the 5th of this month, I'm going to fill out your eviction paperwork like I'm supposed to traditionally. I'm going to send it to my attorney, and he's going to wait until the courts open, and you'll be first in line.
Yeah.
So I'm more than willing to work with folks, and we're very compassionate about this. I mean, this is an unprecedented time, and everybody said that phrase about 9 million times. That's like farm to table. But it's literally, what do you do? You wait and see what happens, and you hope to God for the best.
When we come back, I know we want to talk some food stuff, but I also want to talk a little local political stuff with you. Is that okay?
Absolutely. I'm down.
All right. So Sean McCluskey's here, Rincon Ventures. Give me that website one more time. The RVRTO, is that it?
Yep. RVRTO. That's correct.
.com to find out more about Sean being one of the best property rental guys. Let's say I'll do a John C. Scott, possibly in America.
America.
All right, we'll be right back with Sean McCluskey. We'll do some local politics. We'll get into we still want your restaurant calls, your favorite local restaurant you don't think is getting some love out there, who needs some love. This is your shot to do it. 790-2040 if you're a fan of those. King of Kings, baby. Getting you ready for your Palm Sunday weekend.
I know. Just found out that this man, Bill Withers, passed away at the age of 81. Class act.
Look at that. 790-2040 is the phone number. We're hanging out with Shawnee Mack, Sean McCluskey, RinconVentures.com. Sean. As a guy who, you know, you're usually following along what's going on here at the old Wake Up Tucson and KVOI in general, last Friday, Billy Buckmaster got canceled 3 hours before his interview with Rahina Romero. What do you think about, before we get to that part, what do you think about the mayor in relation to kind of like being seen out there and being communicative? What's your take on her?
Well, politically, okay. So it's no secret that I'm no fan of Rahina Romero. I think she overreacted. I think she overstepped. I think that what she did last week, Friday, to Bill was absolutely chicken poop. And Bill Buckmaster has been a figure in this community. He does a decent and solid, fair and balanced. Not to steal one of your guys' phrases, but he does a very fair interview. Doesn't ask very tough and digging questions, but he'll ask you questions that are important to the public. So why she's ducking him, she's afraid of him, and that's just absolutely absurd. So poor Bill, and it's really bad that happened to him. I don't think that she's doing what she needs to do to protect our community the way or lead the community that she should. She is getting in a mine's bigger than yours contest with the governor. And she's trying to one-up him, and I think politically that might be her dumbest move she can make, because we all know we're going to come out of this, and when we do, how hard will the Phoenix people and Ducey come down and remember what she did?
Well, the other thing is, too, I was thinking about this when you were talking about it was $50 million for rent assistance, not $500 million. That's,
the national number is five. There's $50 gotcha. Million somewhere, $500, but there's a lot of money out there. Let's put it that
but
way.
Remember just a few years, well, a couple of months ago, they were all killing Ducey because he wanted to maintain a rainy day fund, and he should have blew it all on education.
Education. And this is where this money has come from. Now, the education that you mentioned, you understand that they're still full. Their coffers all got filled, and they're all paid for this year.
Correct.
So even though the teachers aren't there and the janitors aren't working and they're not using the utilities like they normally would, they still have that money. So do they pay their staffs? Do they pay their employees? And do they actually come out of this with a little surplus and use it the right way when they're all done?
Are any of the Democrats going to go out on the record and apologize to Doug for banging on him for trying to maintain a rainy day fund?
Where's the cricket sound? Yeah.
Now, here's the other thing. I don't know who wrote this in the political notebook. So about the Buckmaster thing, right? So, he said later in that day, it says Buckmaster late in the day read a message from Romero's office, sincerely apologizing for the cancellation, but acknowledging they were preparing to make a big decision later in the day that required her attention. And then the person who wrote this said, and what was that decision? A citywide closure of essential businesses and the urging of Tucsonans to stay indoors. Isn't that inaccurate? Isn't that the day that Doug basically, all that happened that day was Doug reiterated that essential businesses? What am I missing? What did she do Friday?
She didn't do anything. She basically, she issued the stay, wasn't it Friday when she issued the stay at home for all Tucsonans?
That was the urging of the stay at home. So she couldn't call up Buckmaster for 10 minutes?
Well, didn't she also have to put together a letter with the small town mayors and say, hey, we want you, Mr. Ducey, to act accordingly?
The Doug Ducey sucks letter?
Yeah. Wasn't that her big thing last Friday?
Probably.
Because if it wasn't, I don't know what you're referencing, because I didn't see any big splash that came out and she said, here's some earth-shattering revelations.
Correct. Whoever wrote that at the Star is either weak at what they do or covering for Rahina.
Weak at what they do.
Let's get back to we're starting to see some of the races form up. Billy Beard just said he got 1,000 signatures in for his race. Old Rhonda, the Democrat, Shill's in there with 700. I think Spain's in there with 400. I know your boy, the Vixter, I assume he'll be there. I think he'll just, this is a matter of time and when he drops him off. So that looks like a full four field, right?
That should be a good four field. You're absolutely correct.
So how would you handicap? Break that one down for me.
You got the dark horse in Rhonda Pena because she's trying to fool everybody and she's a female. So that gets her some votes automatically. She's about a 4-point favorite coming out the gate. Then you have the two known names. You've got Vic Williams, who hasn't been around in 2 years. You've got Bill Beard, who's been around in the Politico, so he's going to have more of a ground game, I would imagine. He'll have a better sign game than most. However, Vic will have a good sign game. Rhonda Pena never had a really good campaign. And Steve Spain, you better hope to God Allie Miller comes to save your butt, because 400 signatures, buddy, you didn't work very hard.
Yeah, and that was a concern from a few people I know that were around that they weren't sure if he was working hard enough to get signatures, so...
That's Allie's candidate, and I absolutely adore Allie Miller. Love her to death. She does great work on the supervisors. She knows how to campaign. So if he listens to her, he'll be a formidable force. If he doesn't listen to her and doesn't take her advice, goodbye.
On Facebook, I put the picture of Rhonda Pena putting her signatures in, and it said, Republicans, stay away from this woman. She signed up 3 times to be Democrat Ramon Valadez campaign manager 3 times.
Yes. And donated to multiple Democrats across the board.
Yep. So
just look at his voting record on the Oro Valley City Council.
Yep.
She is Satish Hayemeth all over again. She votes to get the popular vote with her peers. Doesn't care about what's best for the community.
Yeah, she keeps saying she's an independent thinker. She's going to be an independent. And I keep saying every time she says it, I think she's trying a little too hard to deny her nature. So.
Just be what you are and vote the way you're supposed to, and you'll be fine.
You are correct. So, what are you hearing from the restaurateurs out there? You and Ash are out there hitting these places, and you're friends with a lot of them. What are you hearing in relation to, you know, operations, revenue, all that stuff?
There was of course the initial freak out when they said restaurants and bars were closed in the city of Tucson.
Oh, that was the first screwed up Nate Siegel, Rahina Romero tweet where she said she was just shutting them all down.
Yes. And then I was told, because I shot a few of the guys right away, and one person who I'm going to rename nameless said, it's incorrect, it's going to get corrected. And then about 40 minutes later, she finally came around and corrected it and said, takeout only, which is fine. But most restaurants and bars aren't ready and available and set up for takeout. So there was a huge learning curve, and it was like, as to use a phrase from our good friend Joe Higgins, how to drink from a fire hydrant. And these guys really stepped up and got their game in gear real fast and figured it out, because otherwise they were all going to close. Thankfully, we've only seen a few restaurants go by the wayside. Some of those restaurants may have gone away anyhow, but the corona just was the last straw and just broke them and said they can't do it. Some restaurants have decided that they're going to suffer through this, hopefully only 30-day. At this end of this, it'll be like 47 days, I think it is, for City of Tucson residents. But they've closed. I know Roley shut down operations for 2 weeks. Wado Quinello shut down operations for 2 weeks. I know Rocco shut down operations for 2 weeks, and that broke my heart.
Yep.
But I understand why they did it. Now, a lot of the restaurants are still having their staffs and employees come into the restaurants and bars, and they're doing maintenance. They're painting bathrooms. They're painting railings. They're painting walls. They're doing general cleanup. They're making sure that when they do reopen, they're ready to rock and roll. Still doing curbside. Like I said, they had to learn that curve really fast. And then there's two different worlds out there. There's take 10% off, take 15% off any menu item out there, or the other way to do it is, look, we're putting the family package together, because then the restaurant can control their inventory and they control what they're putting out. When they're sold out, they're sold out. Kind of like when Dave Martin did Red Desert. If he didn't have any more ribs that day and you came in at 4 o'clock, too bad, so sad, get out, order something else, but get it tomorrow earlier. And it's cool to do that, but you got to understand, these restaurants run on a fine margin, and that margin needs to be met. Otherwise, they will close. They've also got to think about their employees. Thankfully, Trump and the guys came out with the SBA loan that gives them forgiveness if they maintain their staff today. And I believe they have to have that same amount of number of staff in July, I think it is. So if they do that, there's some forgiveness and a loan where they can cover utilities, they can cover rent, they can cover employees' tax and sales tax. But does it get here in time? Because the restaurant business is a fickle business. You order food today and it gets here then 2 days later, but that bill's coming behind now a week later. If you don't sell that product and you don't make enough money, how do you keep your doors open?
What are you seeing from some restaurants that are, I don't want to say thriving, but maybe doing better than expected? What are you seeing in, like, what kind of restaurants are those that you see that are kind of doing better right now?
I talked to a few of my guys.
And we got about a minute and a half before break, just to tell you.
The Southside area, central part of town, it seems like mom and dad get tired of cooking dinner every single night. They're like, look, we need to order some out. So some of the areas, 22nd and Alvernon, on the restaurants in that area, the neighborhood, Chariot, Luke's, have all seen an increase in their takeout, and they're actually doing better now because they've staffed appropriately and they've cut their utilities down. They've also minimized their menu to where they're putting out more product now than they were. So on a percentage basis, they're doing better now than they were last year, but they're still not doing as well as they could be doing.
Because the thing, like I said before, the ones that are going to struggle the most are the ones that never did take out or very rarely. And just, you know, training their folks to even think about them for takeout, like we were talking about with Vivace's is doing takeout. That's a judo flip that they need to figure out.
And they've never done it before. They're not on the beaten path. They're kind of out of the way. I mean, that's a difficult hill to hoe.
Correct. All right, Sean, hold on. We got to go to CBS News. We'll come back. We're doing a little food stuff. Also, anyone who's looking to tune into the Robert Redfield CDC interview, that was moved to Monday now. So that's Monday at 8:20, the head of the Centers for Disease Control on Wake Up Tucson. We come back, too, with Sean. We'll do the 57 companies in America doing their part to fight the virus. One of my favorites, Hans Zimmer, Sherlock Holmes, discombobulate. Sounds like local government.
Brother Joe on Monday and Chef Chic Wendy with us for Food Monday.
All right, let's do this thing. 790-2040 is the phone number. You are on Wake Up Tucson, 1030 The Voice. Local news and talk. Sean McCluskey's here, Ring Con Ventures. Sean, give me a couple of places out there that maybe they... You think they need a little extra love in relation to awareness that we haven't, that none of us have talked about yet out there?
We have talked about it, but I'm going to talk about them again. Tucson Rustico, right there on Oracle, opened the day before the shutdown. Thank you, Rahina, killing his small business before it even got off the ground. However, the guy is doing a heck of a good job. He's put taco packages together, and we've talked about this gentleman before. This is the guy that went from the swap meet that came right, and now opened up his brick and mortar. He is damn near going to be the taco king of Tucson, so go give him some love, definitely.
Before you go on to Sonoran, so this guy, he came up so many times when we'd ask chefs for their favorite place was Taco Rustico. All right, Sean talks a little fast. Taco Rustico. And what happened was he opens up his own brick-and-mortar place in the old Cafe Marcel, which was the crepe place on the southwest corner of Oracle and Grant.
Correct.
Is where he's at now. So God bless him. The guy does great food. He was the other male voice in the 3-minute video that we did with Travis from the parish before. That yes. is that young man.
Yes, and that video, thank you, Matt Russell and crew, for putting that together, because they did it without any compensation or any kudos or anything. They just did it to make sure that our restaurant scene continues to thrive the way that it is. Brian King over at Sonoran Brunch Company started doing dinners the Monday before Rahina did this. Now, he's doing some great taco specials. He's doing birria tacos, quesadillas, all kinds of dinner platters, family of four. You can double it, and it's under $50 for a family of six. So good packages there. Of course, Fire and Smoke, Lindy and the guys over there are just killing it. They're still doing great specials. Gary Hickey, any one of the Charles restaurants are doing all kinds of specials. They've really upped their game in their ability to get food out in quantity to people. And smaller quantities, larger quantities, whatever you need, they've got it for you. So
well, the one thing on Sonoran Brunch, too, is he took over the old Poco and Mom's.
Yes.
On Colvin 22nd, and so that does have a drive-through. So that makes it even easier for you to get your food from Kenny over there.
Correct. And then you have, of course, Travis and the Parish and Amber Hickey, who is behind the bar making front porch teas for you to go with your food orders. And that's one of my favorite cocktails in town. And it's one of the spots that I've got to get to, but Travis is a little bit out of my way because I'm stuck over here in Marana. This whole stay-at-home thing has not been fun for me.
Have you heard about King was bringing up people getting pulled over by TPD?
Okay, so let's reference that. I have been back and forth through town, mostly in the mornings, to go to some of the various houses that I have to go to on a daily basis and pick up checks and whatnot, some of our other locations that have drop boxes. And in the last 10 days, I have not seen any TPD officers in Tucson. I've seen them in Marana where they live.
Right.
I've yet to see any of them driving through the city of Tucson. I've not seen a TPD officer yet.
It's true. I do see two TPD guys when I'm going to do the show this morning who live, like any morning, that live in Oral Valley, right? And I see them going into work. But you're right, driving around town, I still don't see that many TPD guys or girls.
I don't see them. I will say that the weed police in the city of Tucson doing a hell of a job, guys. Great, good for you. They're really a pain in the backside. If a neighbor complains and they call, the city then sends you a letter that says you have 5 days, not 10, I think it's 5 days, to rectify the situation or they will fine you. And then they have a follow-up community service officer who calls you and says, did you take care of your weeds, yes or no? And I got lucky because I happened to know the officer, and I said, look, here's the deal. We got the paper on this day. We already had it scheduled 2 days prior, and it was done the day after, but obviously nobody drove by. They just called. So it's interesting that the weed police are still patrolling the neighborhood homes, but they're not taking any care of their sidewalks or their medians or anything that the city should take care of.
I'm trying to remember the Higgins story about his rental on Dodge and Grant. Do you remember that? So remember he was, like he had to, like he finally did it, but they still, and so you remember we actually called on the air or something, and they said we're only open between,
I think it's 9 and 1, and they take an hour for lunch. something ridiculous.
I
like
think
that.
9 I'm to not, 1 even sounds too long.
So I was going to say, it might be inaccurate. It might be too many hours, but yes. I remember when Joe got hammered for weeds on his rental over there, and that rental was just an albatross for Joe, but it was that time of the decade.
You are correct.
And they just kept pounding on him, and they were going to find him. And he's like, I'm trying to get your pictures until you're done. And I remember he called me, Sean, send a landscaper. I don't care. Just send it. I got to get these people off my backside. But yeah.
So what I want to do with Sean right now is we know that if you let the private sector do their thing, 9 times out of 10, they're going to do it. They're going to do the right thing and do it better than the government, right?
Hope so. I mean, 9 out of 10 times, I'm taking that bet.
So this is 57 companies in America doing their part to fight corona. This is by Charlie Spearing. So they said that we have Ford is collaborating with 3M and GE to do ventilators. Toyota is manufacturing face shields. GM is doing respiratory masks. Chrysler is donating 1 million protective face masks a month. Honeywell is hiring 500 employees to produce N95 masks and hiring, I didn't realize this, they're hiring, they are hiring another 500 workers in Arizona, Honeywell, right now to produce N95 masks.
Correct, to offset the demand.
3M also doubling their global output. This guy freaked out all the Democrats, the MyPillow dude.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
75% of manufacturing capacity is producing 50,000 masks a day by Friday.
That's impressive.
Hanes Underwear is also retrofitting facilities to produce masks. The hotel, we know that the hotel associations are doing these Hotels for Hope to give first responders a place in need of temporary housing. Jockey International also doing isolation gowns and scrubs for frontline doctors.
Go back to the hotels.
Yes, sir.
The hotels is very important. I've got a couple of friends of mine that are, and a couple of tenants of mine that are in the healthcare industry. And some of them are so freaked out about that they haven't seen their family in about a week. I know one lady who is literally sleeping in her car because she doesn't want to get her family sick in case she's a carrier. It might be a little overboard, but the hotel stepping up and giving first responders and hospital workers a spot to stay where they don't infect their families, that's key.
That is very key. No, I'm glad you stopped me. Please stop me on any of these, Sean. So, not that you're shy, as we like to say.
Exactly.
That's why we love Shawnee. We got so Ralph Lauren is making 250,000 masks and 25,000 ice, and of course they're going to look great. They're Ralph Lauren, right? Brooks Brothers, 150,000 masks per day. Bauer, face shields. Under Armour is doing masks, face shields, and hospital gowns. 500,000. What else we got here today? Apple. Let's talk about Apple. So they're going to donate N95 masks to healthcare professionals. Don't you think Apple has to be the first company to say, we're done with China?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Pharmaceuticals, I think, got to be first. I believe
Nike is in there, too.
Well, Nike needs to come out, that's for certain. But I believe Apple is in China because Apple has some mineral deposits that they are required for their electronics that I think China has the basically 90% of the product in the whole world. So that might be a necessary evil, but they don't need to develop every part of their product there. They could just get that mineral product and whatever they need specifically for that and then ship it back somewhere else.
Do we really need to use Chinese slave? That's what always kills me about people with their Apple phones. It's pretty much made with Chinese slave labor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Same as Nike.
Yeah. And, you know, 20 cents an hour and you just $1,000 for the phone.
Well, they're talking about the Muslim Uyghur people, and they think they're just literally slaves. They're not even getting 20 cents an hour to work at these places. And the reason I bring up Apple is that they're the poster child, right? Everyone, it's a big status symbol. If you don't have your iPhone, you're a lesser creature in America on the backs of Chinese slave labor. It takes the global pandemic for us to go, huh?
Well, what about our pharmaceuticals that are produced over there?
I agree.
I mean, how does that sit well with anybody in America? I mean, you want to have American pride, let's start there.
Amen. Amen.
Because at that point, you can't save anybody in your own country if you can't get anything. And they were saying that they were going to run out of Diet Coke, God forbid the travesty, but they were going to run out of Diet Coke because one of the key ingredients comes from China and there's a shipping ban for that ingredient to come overseas.
No!
So if we're waiting on this, and that is truly the fact, and then you put that same scenario up with your pharmaceuticals. You can't ship anything, and we got people dying because they can't get the drugs that they need. That's going to be a bigger problem.
And, of course, one of the listeners said that 3M is selling masks to China. Correct.
Yes.
So.
What's up with that?
Well, again, they have to, they're a company. They sell masks. That's why this whole thing with the...
These are people over profit.
Correct.
That's the crappy side of the business side. You just went over 57 companies that are on the good side of it. You got one that's on the evil side of it. So, somebody's got to make some money somewhere and keep their people going and keep their bottom line profits going. But those are businesses that should go out of business eventually.
Sean, let's do one more segment together after break. We're hanging out with Sean McCluskey. If you have a question or comment, 790-2040. It's International Score Day. This is from, of course, the opening of The Hobbit. Excuse me, The Fellowship of the Ring. We don't acknowledge The Hobbit films. I'm sorry. Wake up. The king of movie scores, right?
Absolutely.
So
most prolific, anyhow. Him and Hans Zimmer.
Hans Zimmer.
Doing some great stuff.
We're hanging out with Sean McCluskey, Rincon Ventures. Sean, I when it comes to anniversary week, I'm always a little, I get a little reminiscent about things, right? And I've been trying to put up some old pictures from the past. And I put up the greatest two pictures in Wake Up history, possibly right now during the break. You know which ones those were?
Oh, I've got to be driving Steve K like E.T.
Oh, not that one yet. That's good. That's coming up soon.
Oh, that didn't make the top two? Come on. That thing's epic.
Well, these are two that are these two are related side by side. It's Winchester and Ray Carroll at the River Jordan.
Okay, that's always a good one, classic.
With me and Joe next to them in our Mexican bed sheets at the Peñasco del Sol,
yeah.
Recreating the picture.
That's always good.
So check it out at Christopher D. Simone, and it says, I put two of the greatest photos. Winchester and Ray Carroll bless each other in the River Court, Jordan, and conspire to take out Allie Miller in Johnny's ill-fated campaign. Remember, Ray endorsed both Johnny and Sharon Bronson that year.
Wasn't that like 8 years ago?
I was 16, bro.
Wow.
I said, Joe Higgins and I were so inspired, we donned our bed sheets and took this picture to honor those very two lost souls.
That's funny.
Those were the days. Yes,
those
sir.
Were the good old days. You did mention your Facebook page. If anybody needs information on getting rental assistance, please check my Facebook page. You'll also see a bunch of the restaurants that I'm post on there just out of free goodwill because I like people to go eat because I'm selfish and I want those restaurants to survive. I want them all to survive, but these especially because these are my fat kid favorites.
You are correct. And I call them husky kid favorites. No, just kidding. 790-2040 is the phone number. Give us a call if you want to give your love to any restaurants in Tucson. Let's go to Miller on line two. Miller, you're on with Chris and Sean. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
If you like Asian food, there's a Thai restaurant on the north side of Grant near Rosemont. They have wonderful food, and they have a drive-in on the west side of their building. And then,
do you remember the name of that, Miller?
Thai. It's a Thai restaurant.
Okay, so
Grant and Rosemont on north side. It's between the hotel and IHOP, I think. Yeah, and then another restaurant is Robert's Restaurant, also on Grant. It's on Edith, and it's just east of Doolin Middle School.
That's a great breakfast place. Been there forever, Roberts, right? Yeah,
that's right. And they have. Yesterday, I noticed they did have a drive-through. They've set up one.
So, Miller, what do you like getting at Roberts?
Most anything, but their breakfasts are wonderful.
And then the other one I have for you is the restaurant you're talking about, is it called Thai China Bistro?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. Okay, I know exactly the one you're... This is right in front of the Sheraton Hotel
That's correct. That's correct. One of the owners is named Molly, and she's a wonderful cook. I think her son also assists her with the cooking, but it's a family.
Awesome.
And also Roberts is a family thing. It's sort of related to Gus Ballant.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I assume I can get a pretty good cinnamon roll at Roberts.
Oh, yes. Delicious. That is one of my favorites.
Well, Miller, thanks for calling in with those suggestions. Those are awesome. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Surely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
It's good to see Miller coming in, Sean, with a couple of restaurants we haven't talked about yet.
Heck yeah. Those are always good. You know, you got to have a breakfast spot because you got to be able to get something. Because not everybody is good at cooking sunny-side-up eggs.
Why is it so hard for someone to do that?
It takes practice and a little bit of skill. Do you flip it, or do you put the water in and put the pan on to cover the top? So that's the two tricks that I know.
So what was I going to say to you real quick? What do you cook? Yeah, so I know you're eating out. But you're also cooking at home.
I'm cooking at home. I'm eating out. I'm doing a little bit of everything. I've got on the menu this weekend, we're going to do a little bit of green chili stew. I have done Tuesday. I did chicken marsala, which was nice. The future in-laws, grandpa gave me a bottle of marsala from Southern California, and I used that. Good mushrooms were available at the store, so that was a good night. I've done tacos, taco salad, things that I can do more than once, and also things that an 8-year-old will eat. Those are my obstacles these days.
What's a McCluskey thing that the 8-year-old likes?
Well, I'm the teacher today, and I was the teacher the last 2 days, which is interesting. I know why teachers drink sometimes, because I'll just say that an 8-year-old can be challenging when you're looking at third grade homework. I never felt so stupid in my life, and then gone through and I'm getting reeducated. It's kind of fun. I like some of the new stuff that they have in math and some reading, but I definitely do not like the whole Common Core math at all. I don't think it teaches kids how to do math. It teaches kids how to count. That would be my summation of that. But I mean, Peyton's good. She stays focused with me and she powers through it. She's doing homework right now. On the breaks, I go in and make sure she's staying on task and come back outside and talk to you guys.
Look at you.
Yeah, who would have thunk a year ago?
Who would have?
This would happen.
It's been good for you. I can see it.
No, I love it. I mean, I'm having all kinds of fun. And then in the afternoons, because like I said, Peyton and I will we'll take a break, and I got to run across town and go look at some properties and pick up some payments from a Dropbox. Then we'll come back and we'll finish up her homework. She'll go in the pool. She's crazy. I mean, she went out to go in the pool. Yesterday the water was 72 degrees. She went in. Didn't stay in long, but she went in. And then we'll take the dogs for a walk. And we'll go about a mile, mile and a half. We'll come back, and we'll get some dinner. So she gets to pick what she wants for lunch, but she's a picky eater. So it's hot dogs, chicken nuggets, mac and cheese, salad.
Well, if there's one man who can expand her palate, it's Sean McCluskey. So Matt,
I got her to eat onions, so that's the good thing. She eats cooked onions.
Matt Neely, talking about our story about the Buckmaster thing with Rahina, says, guys, the Daily Star expert reporters did blow the story a second time. One job, guys, get the story right. Really pathetic. Rahina's order is below, and the article excerpt is below that. Monumental, colossal failure two times. There's no excuse. Mark Twain said there's those who don't read the paper are uninformed, and those who do read the newspaper are misinformed.
Misinformed.
Ding, ding.
So he has the highlight, and it says, Proclamation orders businesses not deemed essential, as defined by Doug Ducey, to close effective at 8 p.m. March 28th and to remain closed through the 17th. Right? So we had that going on. Well, again, that she didn't have to do any work on that one. Doug already did it.
Exactly.
Right. And then
she took another shot at him last night, wasn't it? Where she said we haven't gone far enough, and she wants to tighten down on the list of essential businesses.
I'm with you. And then, like I said, when you look at what he highlights in this, the Arizona Daily Star and their efforts to cover for Rahina blew the story.
Twice.
Right. They'd rather crap on Buckmaster than get the story right and protect the queen. It's pretty pathetic.
Well, because
that's all it is.
Bill got upset with Mayor Rahina, and the Arizona Daily Star, the political left wing of the Tucson News, came out to protect her.
Well, a bunch of them came out to protect her. I mean, yeah, the queen's... The Queen's men were all there. They were like, boom, heck with this, heck with news. They've got a job to do, and that is protect the Democrats.
Hey, Mr. McCluskey, thanks for your efforts today. Appreciate the time, as always. We'll see you soon.
Always. Great hours. Be good. Hey, you local, go out and have something this weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you for everything that you do, buddy. I appreciate it.
Always. Be good.
All right, let's go. Actually, we're not going anywhere. We're just going. We'll see you on Monday. So we have the head of the Arizona Motor Vehicle Department will be here talking about a lot of online changes that they're going to do to try to make everyone's lives easier. Chef Wendy will be here from Chef Chic. We love her as part of Food Monday. Brother Joe will be here with our market financial stuff and government discussion. And then at 8:20, confirmed, I just saw the email, Robert Redfield, the director of the Centers for Disease Control, who usually stands over to the left of Trump when he's talking, will be calling into Wake Up on Monday morning. Wake Up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, Tipping Point. Tipping Point! It's coming up next.